Welcome back to the practice of living awareness and today's experiment or experience with open awareness. This is our third meditation within this powerful week called Mind. There are many ways to point the mind toward emptiness, yet the experience can be fleeting. It can seem elusive or ineffable. The instantaneous grasping of the timeless, boundless now. It's always there, yet it's nowhere. The past always experienced as the now. The future always realized as the now. The paradox of everything, all at once, yet nothing, no thing. These are all poetic words describing the simple nature of reality, that there is only this present moment and its contents, which is always changing, always disappearing and reappearing as the new now, always responding to the pure creative potential of the empty space that exists before something appears. And then there's you, the experiencer of the experience, the witness, a creator of your own special sort as you engage and come into relationship with reality by being conscious, being aware, the seer of sights, the knower of knowns, the realizer of reality. Perhaps it all sounds like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, but we'll save that for next week. Today, this simple experience of open awareness. We're going to do the first part of this meditation with eyes open. So you can begin by sitting comfortably, aware of your body in space. Aware of your body breathing. Becoming aware of the general rhythm of the breath. I invite you to look down at your body. I presume you can see your limbs and arms and legs, your torso, perhaps your feet. Notice that you can't see your head. So as you visually track, as you look at your body, say from your legs to your abdomen, to your chest, notice how your body fades above your chest. And what does it fade into? It just fades into the open space of awareness. Of consciousness and its contents. I certainly don't see my head above my chest in this moment. What's your experience? Is there a sense of you looking out of two eyes in the head? We can shift from noticing what we actually see to becoming aware of the seer, seeing the sights. Are you looking out of a single, continuous, boundless openness? And where are you looking from? Can you locate where you're looking from? You might notice the sensations in the body. Notice your breathing. Breath is happening all by itself. And awareness is happening all by itself. You might notice the next thought that arises. What's the space like in which these thoughts come and go and become the next thought? Where exactly do they appear? Is there a thinker of thoughts that you can locate, or are there simply thoughts arising in the field of consciousness? As the sound of my voice and recognition of my words move through the space of awareness, you might ask, is there a listener? Or is there simply sound appearing or moving through space, the space of awareness? Is there simply listening awareness of words as sound? And what's aware of this continuous space of the now? Of thoughts arising, registered sounds. As you look for the listener, the knower, it's as if you are looking back, awareness, looking back upon the space that is effortlessly aware. Looking to the awareness that is aware of thoughts and sounds and sensations and space. Feeling into your body and the quality of mind, notice if it's tight. And if so, just loosening it up, just allowing sensations to flow. Rhythmic breath, perhaps even thoughts. Just allowing it all to be loose, comings and goings. And in your own time, be curious about that first vibration or sensation or energy that begins to move and appear within the field of awareness. With curiosity, or perhaps even a sense of wonder, gently noticing the very next arising that's moving through the space of awareness. Or is it arising from awareness? Or are you noticing as awareness? Simply present, experiencing consciousness and its contents. You might repeat that exercise that we began with and glance down at your body, looking at your belly, moving up your chest, and noticing that at your upper chest, the pathway fades out. It's as if you're stepping over a threshold into an openness, an open awareness, this space that you're looking out into the world, the wide open world of now, just as it is. You can acknowledge that if someone were looking at you from several feet away, they would see your head. Or if you were looking in a mirror, that's the objective you. That's what you are for others. That's you as an appearance in the world, this person. But what are you from this perspective, this view, your first person experience? Conscious, consciousness, the seer of what's seen. And so you, as open awareness, what's arising? We'll sit for a minute or so, eyes open or eyes closed. Up to you. Spacious, open awareness. Allowing moments to simply unfold in the beauty, the exquisite totality that is the now. The boundless openness of moment-to-moment awareness. I invite you to scan the body from top to bottom, seeing if it would be helpful to generate a sense of self, a vessel that's here in this moment, so that you might be alert and aware and in relation to the world around you, receptive to what's next. Or perhaps for you might seamlessly move consciously from this space of open awareness into the next moment, which includes a bell that will conclude this sitting. Thanks for your time in meditation. We'll be with you again soon.